Hey there, welcome. I'm glad you're here tuning in. I want to talk about something that's been sitting with me lately, something that's constantly evolving but hitting us harder every day. Technology and education. But not just from the shiny surface of progress and apps. I want to share this from where I stand as a STEM educator, working with students who often need something a little different from the mainstream. So here's the thing, technology is amazing, it really is. The way it lets my students move at their own pace, interact with material that speaks their language, visuals, sound, touch, and feel empowered in their learning. That's powerful. When we're all using the same devices like iPads across the school, there is a calm in that consistency. It reduces confusion, especially for my neurodivergent learners who can really struggle with unpredictability. But, and here's where it gets tricky, it's not all sunshine and seamless swipes. When I look around, I can't help but notice the other side of the screen. Apple, everything? That's great until you realize not every home has one. So what happens when a child who's flying in class goes home and can't access the same tools? That disconnect hurts. It can quietly widen the gaps we're trying so hard to close. And let's be honest, there is a fine line between helpful tech and corporate branding creeping into our classrooms. As we're teaching, so are we teaching or are we marketing? I worry about that. I worry about the commercialization of childhood, about privacy, about students living in one digital ecosystem without the chance to explore others. On the flip side, you've got the no-tech approach. Paper, pencil, face-to-face, there's magic in that too. Kids drawing, talking, building connections with people, not screens. It slows things down in a beautiful way. But if I'm being real honest, it's not always the case with my SEND students because, for one, the majority have weak, poor, fine motor skills, so it can be a bit frustrating. Secondly, it doesn't always prepare them for the world they're going to enter. A world where digital literacy isn't optional, it's survival. So if you're asking me, would you choose Apple Tech or none at all? Honestly, I'd say neither. I'll choose a balance because as a STEM educator, what I care about most isn't the device or the lack of it, it's the children. It's making sure that every student has what they need to grow as a whole person. That means, yes, let's build digital skills, but not at the cost of curiosity, conversation, and care. It's not about letting technology take over. It's about using it with intention, with heart, and with a really critical eye. We can't let education become a product. Our students aren't consumers, they're people. And they deserve an experience that sees them, not just their screens. So yeah, technology and humanity, they don't have to be enemies. In fact, when we get it right, they can dance together beautifully. Thank you for listening. If you're navigating these questions too, I'd love to hear your thoughts because honestly, we're all learning as we go. Until next time, take care of your tech, but more importantly, take care of your people. Thank you.